LaPoste.net S2025 Email Authentication Shifts, Strategic Insights and Implementation Best Practices for Enterprises. LaPoste, France's largest email provider, will enforce mandatory email authentication starting September 2025. All emails sent to LaPoste.net must pass SPFDKIM and DMARC checks or risk going directly to spam. This rule applies universally transactional, marketing, or business emails reflecting a broader global shift towards stricter email security to combat spoofing and phishing. The move aligns with regulatory trends like GDPR and CCPA, which increasingly emphasize email authentication as part of data protection. Misconfigured or neglected security measures often fuel phishing, ransomware, and data breaches, prompting governments and providers to tighten rules. Similar enforcement is already seen with Gmail, Microsoft Outlook, and Yahoo, making authentication a new industry standard. For businesses, this change is not just about deliverability, but about building resilience, trust, and compliance. Consumers also expect secure, authenticated communication, with protocols like BIMI adding visible trust markers. To comply effectively, organizations must go beyond the basics. Sender inventory. Maintain visibility over all domains and subdomains to prevent unauthorized use. SPF management. Use SPF flattening or macros to handle DNS lookup limits and ensure domain alignment. DKIM best practices. Rotate keys regularly, adopt staged rollouts, and use automation to avoid disruptions. DMARC enforcement. Implement gradually. P equals none P equals quarantine P equals reject while monitoring reports to catch misconfigurations. La Poste's requirement is a microcosm of the future of email security, zero tolerance for unauthenticated emails. Businesses that delay risk compliance failures, blocked communications, and reputational harm. The recommended strategy is to act early, use expert tools and services like Duo Circle, and adopt a phased, proactive approach. Securing email infrastructure is no longer optional. It's a necessity to ensure trust, compliance, and protection against evolving cyber threats.